Past Futures podcast produced by Islanders, made possible by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, a people's history of the Isle of Wight.
Prompted by the two bears that have moved here from Azerbaijan.
Yes.
At the Sandown, well, it's now called Wild Heart Sanctuary. Yeah, okay. And it got me thinking. It's known as the Granite Fort, as I've always known it as. So I started looking up, and it was a fort that replaced a fort, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay. So originally, there was a very small fort on Sandown Seafront, and I bet you can't guess where that was. It was at the end of Fort Street. Okay.
Right. Oh, well, that's a place for it to be, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. But it was a very small thing, very makeshift thing. So after that, they decided they needed something. Sandown, and, well, I've covered this once before. Sandown and Shanklin, the whole bay there, was the main access point to the Isle of Wight. Everything came and went there because it is such a good place for shipping to come in. Okay, so Sandown Castle, it was built in the spring of 1545 to protect the Isle of Wight southeast coast against invasion, and it's built on what is now the beach, but it was that time it was solid ground, albeit with water frontage, and it replaced the old fort at the end of Fort Street, which was completely dilapidated and didn't serve its purpose anymore. And they managed to build it, all right, it was 1545, but they managed to build it for £2,400.
Wow.
And it was a simple courtyard with two angular bastions and a square tower, with stone walls and a moat at the back for protection. But this is where it gets really good. Before the castle could be completed, a fleet of French warships arrived, and 2,000 French soldiers overran the fort and drove off the labourers that were working on it.
Oh, that's not very kind, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the French were eventually driven back to sea by the Ireland militia at the Battle of Bonchurch.
Oh.
There you go. There's one for you to revel over. Okay. But by the 1600s, the fort was being undermined by coastal erosion. So Charles I announced a new fortification, the Sandown Diamond Fort, and that would be built further inland, but obviously not too far, so that it would be more substantial. So the original fort was dismantled under the supervision of Sir John Oglander in 1631. But apparently, at very low tides, you can still see remains of the old castle.
Really?
So the diamond fort, it was built at what we now know as Sandham Grounds, the playgrounds, and it was built there in the 1630s. And believe it or not, from the 1630s, it lasted until the 1850s, when it was considered unable to offer sufficient protection against yet another potential French invasion. So they built the Granite Fort, which is where the Wild Heart Sanctuary is now. And that was built in 1864 as part of Lord Palmerston's defences against the French invasion for the protection of Portsmouth Naval Dockyard. One of many forts. We've got the forts at the water. We've got all sorts of battery gardens all the way away along the south coast there. And it was an invasion actually never came. But if it had, we'd have been ready for it. Okay, so he built that for £74,000. See, the price had gone up now. And that was armed with 18 9-inch guns. And it was a formidable defence, apparently.
Grief.
Yeah. And that went on until 1930, when it was fallen into dereliction and wasn't used anymore. And it was sold off. But despite being sold off, it was commandeered by the Army during World War II in conjunction with the Pluto, the pipeline under the ocean, for petrol for the D-Day invasion. So Sandown Zoo, as it was then, was finally established there in the Granite Fort in the 1950s. Now, I can remember this. Back in 1976, it was taken over by Jack Corney as a sanctuary for big cats. And he was a real character, and I can remember he became famous for exercising his tigers on the beach.
I've seen pictures of that.
That's right, yeah. He was a larger-than-life character. Okay, so in 2003, Jack's daughter took charge after the death of her father and set up the Wild Heart Trust in 2016. And in 2021, the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary, which is what's there now. And that's where the bears are now going to reside.